Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Galatians chapter 1, verse 1. This letter is from Paul, an apostle. I was not appointed by any group of people or any human authority, but by Jesus Christ himself and by God the Father, who raised Jesus from the dead. Yesterday, we were reflecting on the call of Isaiah. He was absolutely clear that he was called by God to his challenging ministry. Today, in this reading from Galatians, we meet the Apostle Paul, hundreds of years later, making it clear that he was appointed by God alone. This was no human appointment, but one that God had decided to make. As this letter unfolds, it will become increasingly clear why he needed to make this point right at the beginning. It's a strong letter, in which he shows his severe disagreement with many people. They needed to know that he was acting purely and simply on the orders of God himself. There is nothing more important in life than to know that we're doing what God wants. Too often people have got the impression that only ministers and mission personnel are called by God, but that isn't the case. Each day God calls all of us to work for him, in our schools, offices, colleges, hospitals, factories, homes, communities, and friendships. We are living and working as God's representatives. That might sound rather overwhelming. We're all keen to emphasize how frail, failed, and unimportant we are. But the fact is that God always equips the people he calls. We frequently face situations that are outside our experience or our expectation. In those moments, we need to remind ourselves why we are there in the first place. We are there because God has placed us there, and we can confidently look to his Spirit to equip us to be who and what he wants us to be. Throughout Paul's ministry, there were people who looked down on him. He hadn't spent time with Jesus like the other apostles, and he was often seen as an outsider. He also doesn't seem to have been a particularly powerful preacher, and that didn't go down well. But he knew he was called by God, and that gave him the steel to stand up for his faith in the most testing of settings. Whatever others think of us, we all need to keep focused on what God thinks of us and what he has called us to do. Let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you for equipping us to do whatever you call us to do. Amen. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. You can hear me on podcast at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.